proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio, we have the pleasure of having Sister Rachel Hughes with us. Welcome to the studio, Rachel.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
Well, Rachel, it's an honor. You've been with IBJM now for a little more than a few years. And so it's a blessing to get to know you and see what the Lord has been doing in your life. But we, as a audience, we'd like to know a little bit more about you and a little bit of how the Lord has been working in your life. And so if you can just share with us a little bit of where you're from and also maybe your testimony of salvation.
Okay. Well, I am originally from Charleston, South Carolina. But as Aaron said, I have been on the mission field 4 years now in Ukraine. I live in Kharkiv, Ukraine. And the testimony of my salvation is that when I was 4 years old, my brother, who was 5 at the time, came to me and said, "Rachel, if you die and don't know Jesus, you're going to go to hell." And I knew he was right. I knew I was a sinner, even though I was very young. And I didn't really like that my brother was telling me what to do. So he was crying, and my mom just said, "Well, Danny, she's just not ready." And so when he left the room, I knew what I had to do, and I bowed my head and I asked Jesus to save me from my sins. And I believe that he did, even though I was that young. He says we have to come to him as a child, and I believed in him in that moment.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony. Actually, I have a very similar testimony, not quite with my brothers, but anyways, but still kind of amazing to seeing how God can work, I believe, even at that young age. But as you grew up and obviously growing in the Lord, what were some of the next steps that the Lord led you to? And obviously now to the mission field, how did God work in your life?
Yes, I truly believe the Lord called me, and very definitely. When my brother was 15, just back up a little bit, we had always been homeschooled, had always been together, and best friends. And he went away for the entire summer, to a Christian camp in New Mexico. And I followed him. I sold 2 of my prized goats just to see him for 2 weeks during the summer. But the Lord used that, because there was a preacher during one night of the Bible camp talking about how even if we're saved, we need to make sure we have given our lives completely over to the Lord, just completely given him all of our hopes, all of our dreams, all of our desires, and told the Lord, "Whatever you want, that's what I'll do." And my heart was beating so hard. I knew that this is what the Lord wanted me to do. And I was scared, of course, but I went forward and I was on my knees and I prayed, told him, "Lord, everything, it's all yours." And when I stood up, I knew that he wanted me to be a missionary to the former Soviet Union. It was very, very clear. I didn't hear a voice, but I just knew.
Wow. So the former Soviet Union, so that's now your attention, your focus. And so I guess what made you curious or interested in that part of the world?
Well, I actually hadn't thought of it before. my mom, I had read us many missionary biographies growing up, and we loved missionaries. We prayed for missionaries every night, but I never thought of that. I just knew at that time when he called me that that was where he wanted me to go, and I understood that that was from him. And even though some people said, "Well, maybe it's just an emotional decision," and were worried that I would just go to Ukraine on an emotional decision or Russia, the Lord led step by step after that. It wasn't just, you know, this and nothing else. The Lord led step by step until I actually got on the mission field 20 years later.
Wow. So the Lord has been working in your life through that. I think one thing we can probably say together is that God often confirms his call several times through your life.
Yes,
definitely. And it's just kind of refreshing. If nothing else, it sharpens us. Mm-hmm. And obviously that sharpened you. And so I invite our listeners to join us next time as we're going to be talking with Rachel Hughes, who serves with IBJM in Ukraine. And a little bit about the field where she's at, and also some prayer focus. So again, just join us next time for that special interview with Sister Rachel Hughes. So Rachel, thank you again for being part of this program today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you.
All right. And of course, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, you can simply go to ibjm.org for more information. Until then, thank you so much for listening today, and we pray that you'll be with us again soon.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.